T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. Thank you very much. Tonight, a busy night in the NBA. We got two teams getting oh so close, much closer to their respective conference finals. First of all, earlier tonight, the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 109-101. Miami now leads their series 3-1. And minutes ago, in our last break, the Los Angeles Lakers at home in L.A., they beat the Golden State Warriors. The final score, 104-101. The Lakers now take a 3-1 series lead against the Warriors. The Lakers are one victory away from the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers were a disaster to start the season, and I'm going to share with you some of the audio from the game. You'll hear from head coach Steve Kerr. We'll also hear from Lonnie Walker, who played a major part in that Lakers victory tonight momentarily. You can always listen, as I said, on the free Odyssey app, so if you've missed us any minute, any second, you can go ahead and hit rewind there. It's been a busy night. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. It's been a busy day. We have gone from talking about Jokic and the shove and his suspension. We talked about Bob Huggins and his homophobic words that he was so comfortable utilizing on the radio. Let's see what his punishment is. Jim Irsay says, hey, leave Andrew Luck alone. Even though he's retired, he is still our property. That means you, Washington. And It's been busy. And so without wasting any more time, here's the deal when it comes down to the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry had a triple-double tonight, and the Lakers were still able to kind of push them out of the way and advance. 31 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. Not your typical Steph Curry lighted-up shooting affair. He was only 3 of 14 from deep. Klay Thompson only had 9 points. Wiggins had 17. Gary Payton, the junior, I wanted to call him the second and called him the junior. Gary Payton Jr. had 15 points. On the Lakers side, Anthony Davis showed up tonight. 23 points, 15 rebounds. LeBron James, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. And this is what really made a difference tonight for the Lakers. Lonnie Walker. He scored 15 points. He scored all 15 of those points in the fourth quarter. At one point in time, Golden State looks like they had a lead. It's not like they looked like they had a lead. They did have a lead. And then Lonnie Walker got hot. Listen to this. This was one of the last leads that they had. Steph Curry knocking down a floater, giving them a 96-94 lead late in the fourth.
Curry, now guarded by Walker, dribbles in, one-hander off glass, and it's kiss home by Stephen Curry, who now has a total of 29 points in this game. 96-94 Warriors.
And then it became the Lonnie Walker show, as he was the dude who helped close this out. You heard that? Steph Curry gave them the lead. Lonnie Walker said, nah, we got this. He hit a big jump shot, giving the Lakers their final lead, going up 199 late in the fourth.
2 minutes to go in the game. Walker driving, two-pointer by Lonnie. Good again. Lonnie Walker has taken over for the Lakers. He's got 13 points, all in the fourth quarter. Lakers by one.
Lakers by one. Steph Curry missed a few helter-skelter threes that it didn't really seem like he had any help. And one of the threes that Steph Curry missed was over Anthony Davis. Steph Curry had to take a three from deep. He had to take one from Marina Del Rey, and he missed. And so this gave the Los Angeles Lakers and Lonnie Walker more time. And then Steph Curry had another chance and ended up with the ball, and Anthony Davis had it on a jump ball. Steph Curry's on his back. And then Steph Curry, just ball goes off his fingertips. Don't know if it was a pass. Don't know if it was knocked away. I just know that the Golden State Warriors missed another chance. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the Lakers Radio Network.
AD controls it. Curry's got it. He's on the floor. Throws it away. Laker ball! 1.5 to go!
Take a listen to the final call from the Lakers Radio Network.
They hand it to LeBron. Just throws it into Austin Reeves. Reeves dribbles it out, and that's it. The Lakers win it. 104-101 on the shoulders of Lonnie Walker, and his teammates gather around him at half court. LeBron and AD are hugging Walker like he just found their dog.
Hey, let's hear from Steve Kerr first. He just spoke to the media, and Steve Kerr was asked about that last play of the game, what took place, what happened. Steph Curry also ended up on his back after the Anthony Davis tip. Hey, Coach, fill us in. What's up?
That last play down three, was it for Draymond to fake the dribble handoff? Was that the kind of maybe look to the corner? What was the kind of play idea?
It's a play we've run quite a bit before. It's got multiple options in it, so there's three or four different options. We had time for a quick two. We're down three, but 15 seconds, and we had another timeout left in our pocket. So it's a play that where you can get a quick two or maybe a three if it's open. We just didn't execute. They played good defense, too.
And then on the jump ball, Steph comes down with it.
Yeah.
Did you – I mean, could have called timeout there? Were you trying to call timeout?
Yeah. I tried, yeah. And it just – you know, I was yelling timeout, but he lost control of the ball so quickly that didn't get the call.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only bad thing that took place. We know Klay Thompson can light it up with the best of them. I mean, he may wake up and have a 30-plus point game the next go-round. And so Steve Kerr, he was asked why Klay Thompson sucks right now.
Klay obviously wants it so bad, but do you feel like he forced those last two shots there, those three-pointers?
Yeah, you know, I trust Klay. I mean, think of everything that he's done for this team. So part of... you know, who he is he's going to fire away. And there were a couple late that he probably would like to have back. But that's, you know, it's part of who we are as a team. We're going to fire. We're going to, if Steph or Klay gets an opening, they're going to let it go. And they've had a ton of success over the years, obviously. They both had, you know, some looks down the stretch. But, you know, give the Lakers credit. They played good defense, and we couldn't get anything to go.
Oh, the Lakers did. Credit to Anthony Davis, right? One of the best defenders in the league. We know his offense can be hit or miss sometimes, with his can be maddening and ridiculously frustrating. But Anthony Davis, one thing you can't teach is his length. You can't teach his size. It's one of the reasons why he's been one of the best shot blockers and defenders in the league when he's actually on the floor. You heard him talk about defense, but we know, as I mentioned, Lonnie Walker lighting it up. 15 points, all 15 of his points in the fourth quarter for the Los Angeles Lakers. And LeBron James, he spoke to TNT, and he said, Lonnie Walker? Oh, no, that's the guy.
We're just a resilient bunch. They hit us with haymakers after haymaker after haymaker, trying to get us to fall. We just stayed in the fight. We just stayed in the fight. You know, it's a 48-minute game, or if it's a 12-round boxing match, and we stayed in there for 12 rounds, man, and was able to pull through.
I'm going to give you two names, and you tell me about how you felt that play.
It's
definitely Lonnie Walker.
I hope Lonnie Walker
I see you engaged with him.
Yes,
what did you say to him, and what did you think about his performance?
It's not even about tonight. I've been telling him, I said, Lonnie, stay ready. We're going to need you at some point. And for him to be as young as he is, for him to have that professionalism, come out, stay ready when his number is called, we don't win this game without Lonnie Walker tonight, that's for sure.
Lonnie Walker, he just spoke to TNT. He spoke, obviously, with Shaq and Charles and Kenny and Ernie. And Shaq said, man, you out there with LeBron James, and you used to be one of the dudes when you were in San Antonio. So this is what Lonnie Walker had to say about his performance tonight and stepping his game up.
Lonnie, close game. You got greatest player in the game, LeBron James, giving you the ball. How do you make the decision, I'm going to shoot or I'm going to get it back to him? How do you make the decision on what you're going to do at that point?
Personally, I'm a three-level scorer, you know, the candlestick list. So I'm a very confident player. And if he's instilling and passing me the ball and letting me do what I got to do, then I'm always going to make the right reads, you know. So the fact that he gave me the trust, I was just ready to play to the best of my capability.
Number one, Lonnie, congratulations. You were fabulous tonight. When you're not getting to play a lot, and you have to go work on your game in the gym by yourself, who's the person who's been going with you to get rebounds, working on your conditioning and things like that?
My brothers, my boy Sergio, my boy Tyree Gibson, and my father. For the most part, you know, we've been just locked in the gym and just waiting. You know, we can't control the uncontrollables, but you know, once my name and number is called, you know, there's no excuses. I gotta be on that floor and be a plus for my teammates.
It's crazy to think about this. Lonnie Walker is still only 24 years old. That's 4 years with the San Antonio Spurs. This is his first year with the Los Angeles Lakers, and he's only 24 years old. And LeBron James told him to be ready. Yeah, man, you on the team. Lonnie Walker has basically been out of the rotation here for the most of the playoffs. And so tonight, he helped move them one step closer to a closeout game against the Warriors back in San Francisco. And he saw the Warriors. This is the same team that we actually did see come back from a 3-1 deficit, and they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. This was back in 2016. Am I going to see that this same go-round? Probably not. But if there should be a team that we probably shouldn't close the door on, it's probably these Warriors. I don't know if Steph Curry, is he going to go for 50 at home? We can't discount it. But it looks like the Los Angeles Lakers will be in control here. And they are in the driver's seat to close this series out. And let's see what Steph Curry can do for an encore. We saw what took place against the Sacramento Kings. We saw what he did on the road. He said, he is 50, I'm moving on, and y'all can light the beam. Is he going to have that same success for three consecutive games against the Lakers? I don't think so. I actually thought that this was going to be a close series, and I was going to give it to Golden State. Not so much now. Not looking good for the Warriors. I don't think Kevin Durant is coming to save the day. He's preoccupied. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Appreciate taking my call tonight, man. Long time no talk. Wanted to jump in here and talk about this series. I didn't understand at the end of the game there why they gave the ball to Draymond Green. In that situation, I feel like he's more of a guy who should be setting a screen, or a guy who should be more of a decoy. because it just seemed like you would want a guy who can really, you know, obviously get his own shot or penetrate to the basket and kick it out. It just didn't make sense why they gave him the ball in that moment, because he's not a scorer.
Yeah, well, we know he's not a scorer, but one thing that he's traditionally been very good at is facilitating and passing the ball around. And so I want to go back and look at the play that you're referencing. I mean, I'm watching all of the plays while I'm here on the radio. I want to go ahead and take a look. If we're referring to the same thing, I don't think I take issue, but I'm going to go ahead and take a look. You remember what time stamp you're referring to? This is before the tip with the jump ball with Anthony Davis, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yeah, I want to go ahead and take another look.
30 seconds left in the game. Dave is 100% right. Draymond gets the inbound pass, and he becomes like Curly Neal out there.
Yeah, I want to take a look.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, I'll take a look. Hey, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you have a good night, man.
You as well. Appreciate you for calling from Buffalo. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, oh, my God. No words can express how I feel with my Labrizi goat, James. Contributing.
What do you call him again?
Labrizi the goat, James. Or on Facebook, I call him King Elvis Labrizi James. And I mean, everyone's contributing, JR, a.k.a. Mr. Agents of Inclusion. I just love it. I'm ecstatic. You know how I love my Labrizi. It's amazing. They're staying in the game, other than that blowout, but they're just staying in the game.
Well, a lot of it has to do with Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
You know, looking at Anthony Davis and seeing him actually be consistent, or at least having two consecutive games where he's helped elevate
them.
Right. Yeah, he's the key. You know, LeBron James isn't going to go out there and just destroy everybody like he used to. And so it's good to see him stepping up. And then you have other role players like Lonnie Walker. So God bless him.
Yeah, spot on, my friend. Have a great night and a great week ahead.
You as well. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. I'm looking at that play. Steph Curry inbounds the ball. The Los Angeles Lakers were up 104-101. It's 15 seconds left on the clock. Steph Curry is inbounding the ball. Dennis Schroeder is in front of him. He throws it out to Draymond Green. Draymond Green cuts to the basket, turns the ball over, and that's all she wrote. I mean, if I would assume that Steph Curry was supposed to get the ball back. I don't know what the deal was here with Draymond Green. Well, Shep, I got it, Shep. I get a million things, Shep. No need.
I got you.
Yeah, I can find things, man. I got it. But, yeah, no, I assume he was supposed to get the ball back. I have no idea what he was doing there. But I'm not going to go crazy on that. Draymond Green is not an idiot. He's not a bad passer. I don't know what the setup was there. But, yeah, they lost. And I think almost like the New York Knicks, can we close the book on the Warriors? Yeah, I think so. I mentioned this earlier. The Knicks are cooked. Knicks ain't winning three straight games against the Miami Heat. And for the Los Angeles Lakers here, it looks like they're gonna be in control here. Lakers win tonight. The final score, one more time for you. 104-101. The Lakers are going to go to San Francisco and try to close this out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to give you more details on the New York Knicks and their loss tonight, now that Miami beat them 109-101 to take a 3-1 series lead. We're going to hear from some of the players from that earlier matchup in the Eastern Conference. I'm going to get to some of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
I love your show. I got a great show. You're the bomb diggity, man. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Los Angeles Lakers just beat the Golden State Warriors 104-101. The Lakers take a 3-1 series lead. We just heard from Lonnie Walker. We just heard from LeBron James. But the Lakers aren't the only team tonight to take a 3-1 series lead in their NBA playoff series. The Miami Heat did the same thing tonight down in Miami, dispatching the Knicks 109-101. Julius Randle had 20 points. Unfortunately, he also had 6 turnovers. Jalen Brunson contributed 32 points despite having his ankle injury. R.J. Barrett had 24 points. The New York Knicks did not have Emmanuel Quickley because he also suffered from an ankle sprain. Meanwhile, everybody on the Miami Heat, everybody was getting busy. Max Strus had 16 points. He was 4 of 10 from downtown. Jason Jackson on the Heat Radio Network. Every time Max hit a shot, all he could talk about was his juice.
Love with the rebound, gets to Jimmy to Strus for 3. Got it! My cup runneth over for that Strus juice. Max now 2 of 4 from downtown.
Juice is so good. Maybe Max should go out there and just sell it. Their best player, Jimmy Butler, had 27 points and 10 assists. Bam Adebayo had 23 points to go along with 13 rebounds. And Bam Adebayo was just out there snatching up every rebound you could think of. And at the end of the game, the Miami Heat, I feel like at the end of the game, they pretty much had 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. The Knicks couldn't touch a damn thing. Bam Adebayo, this is what he had to say about snatching that rock up.
You know, Spo's been making it a big emphasis of first to the basketball, and I feel like these last couple of games we've been doing that.
Absolutely. Well, if you can go to Madison Square Garden and beat the New York Knicks, then this series will be over. Y'all will have won. You go back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler says, yeah, we need to keep on doing what we're doing.
All in all, if we talk through everything, you know, and we're having fun more than anything, I think it's going to end well for us. But we just got to continue to play hard. We damn sure got to play hard coming soon when we go up to New York. But we got a job to do, and I think we're very capable.
Oh. Yeah, they're very capable. Let's see if the New York Knicks can stay alive and just pick up one more W. Josh Hart, New York Knicks, he had a very simple answer. He only finished tonight with 4 points, and he's just like, yeah, we're down 3-1, but we can only do this. Listen.
Get one, and then, you know, if we get that one, just get one. If we get that one, just get one. We can't look at it down 3-1. We can't look at it. We need 3 wins. We got to look at it as we need 1 win.
Okay. It's tough to say that the Warriors are completely done because we've seen this story before with them. The Knicks are cooked. They ain't no 3 consecutive victories for the New York Knicks. The Miami Heat got their number. If I'm a Miami Heat fan, yeah, you want to rest easy here. Y'all got this. Eastern Conference Finals on deck. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
How are you?
You hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please, go ahead.
Oh, good, good, good. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm well. What's up? What's on your mind?
Oh, look, I just wanted to say that I think the Lakers are going to take it all the way and win it all, and I just
Why?
Got a good feeling about that.
Why?
But, I wanted to ask you a question about this commander thing that's going down with Andrew Luck. I mean, the guy's retired. You know, I don't understand.
Well, you're a Commanders fan, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm born and raised here in Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay. You have seen Wentz and Heinicke, right?
Well, Wentz, he was a washout. I knew that from the start, just like the guy that Dan Snyder flew all around the country and lined and dining. I can't think of his name now. He was a Heisman Trophy winner, a black guy. He was
Or are you talking about recently?
Well, RG3.
Oh, okay.
He was a blowout as far as I'm concerned. But
well, we can go on down the list. My point is, after all the Keenums and, at one point y'all saw Grossman out there.
Sanchez?
I know.
Like, why wouldn't you just go, hey, you want to come? You want to come back to the league? So I can't blame him, right?
Well, I didn't even know he was interested in coming back.
I don't think he is. I mean, the man is Ivy League educated, and he said, I ain't playing in the NFL no more. I think he has better things to do.
Well, Irsay say that they own the rights to him for some reason? I don't understand that.
They do. He retired He retired with 3 years left on his contract. So if he decided thank you, John. If he decided to wake up tomorrow and return, then that contract would be reactivated and he'd have to play it out with the Colts unless they said, hey, we're going to trade you. So, hey, your team is stupid. Be happy that Daniel Snyder is going to be gone, okay?
Thank you, JR.
You're welcome, John. One more. Oh, I'm sorry. Did he say one more? I think he did.
I mean, he already had three things.
He said one more. I already hung up on him when he was saying it. Sorry. Anyway, Miles is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Miles?
So I don't know a lick about football. I don't have a pony in the race.
Okay.
I'm not emotionally invested into it. But I just want to comment on the slurs.
I just got my car and I just got honest opinion. Wait, Miles, Miles.
Oh.
You got the phone in your armpit?
No, sorry.
No, you're not.
Can you hear me?
I'm trying. Just make your point quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's this guy subconsciously almost doubled down on a statement without even realizing what he's saying. Like, this guy's a problem. And if something doesn't happen, if it's just a slap on the wrist, I think worse is yet to come. And just quickly, Anthony Davis. This guy reminds me of, you know, when the Looney Tunes drink Michael's Secret stuff?
They lost their powers. Oh, they got better,
And the thing is, I'm being dead serious because the whole irony in Michael's Secret stuff is that it's all mental. So I don't know with this guy if he's going to live and die by the sword. Thank you. Next time, I'm going to keep my armpits down.
Okay, yeah, please keep the armpits down. Hey, thank you, Miles. Appreciate you. Yeah, I didn't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was calling me from under the sea with SpongeBob. I don't know if he called with the phone tucked under his armpit. I don't know. All I heard was Michael's secret stuff. And I thought that, yes, it was just water. Shep, it was water, right? That was Michael's secret stuff.
Well, that's juice.
Oh, no. Michael Jordan was not drinking Struce juice. That much I know. Definitely not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Marco, you want some of that Struce juice?
You know what? I could probably use it. What the hell? Why not?
For that Struce juice!
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping it so real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Lakers go up 3-1 on the Warriors. The Heat go up 3-1 on the Knicks. NBA action will continue on Tuesday night. Boston Celtics and Sixers, they're tied up at 2-2. Same thing for the late game. The Suns and the Nuggets, they are tied up 2-2 overall. And by the time we finish up tomorrow night, we're going to know who has a commanding lead in both of those series. We know James Harden, I guess he woke up yesterday or Sunday, was in a good mood, decided to actually show up and play. James Harden dropping 42 points. And we know that, my God, Devin Booker, he is just, he's on another one right now. 36 points, and then Durant had 36 points last night as well. We know Nikola Jokic had 53 points. Even Kevin Durant on Sunday, he just looked at Jokic and he's just like, this dude is amazing. Like, you can't stop him. Listen to what Durant had to say about Jokic.
I felt like all of those shots felt like they was easy shots, you know. And he just played a game at a pace that you can't speed him up, you know. Fluster him, he's strong, he can make every shot. I mean, I hate when he makes shots because he's so unorthodox. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's a miss. And then it goes straight in, you know. He's incredible.
Yeah. And then he pushed an owner, which was fun. And he only got fined $25,000 for it. So life will go on. Those should be two good games tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and talk to Ryan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, JR, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm JR. You're Ryan.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Look, man, hey, listen. I know you don't want to say that the Warriors are cooked. But listen, I'm a LeBron fan and I'm a Curry fan, so I'm very objective. I didn't want this matchup from Jump Street. You know, obviously it's the star power, the Warriors, the Lakers, LeBron and the Warriors. But the Warriors, they cannot play defense. They cannot rebound the ball. Everybody talks about Anthony Davis on and off and this, that, and other thing. The problem is that this not the Warriors from 3-4 years ago. And as much, and it's funny, I just heard you speak of James Harden. You know who always gets a pass for whatever reason? Klay Thompson. They do not get on Klay Thompson the way they do James Harden. If Klay Thompson was the old Klay Thompson, I mean, obviously, it's not 2014 or 15, but right now, he is seriously bricking this entire series. Yes, he had that one hot game two, just like Harden had that hot game one, but it's not consistent. Steph is the only threat, and the Lakers know that. So regardless how they play, up and down, tempo ball, the Warriors can't rebound. Jordan Poole, overrated, bricking every chance. He only played 10 minutes tonight. They're done.
Well, I'll say this, man. We can't put, as good as he is as a shooter and as hot as he can get, we can't put Klay Thompson in the same career category of James Harden when it comes to someone who was formerly an MVP. And so, well,
I agree with that. And Klay never had to be the man the way James Harden did. But the issue that we have is that Klay Thompson is supposed to be the Warriors. What, number two?
Yes, in regard, I'm not disagreeing with you, Ryan, but that's not what you said. All I'm telling you is, I wouldn't, if you want to tell me that, oh, just like James Harden, he's not, and there's a lot of noise there, Ryan. Just like James Harden, he's not performing, and that's one thing. But to say that, it's not the same guy from a few years ago. They won a championship last year, and the guy wasn't what he used to be. And so let's pump our brakes here. I will agree with you with the Warriors. I mean, one issue that they have always had, or at least recently, is their size. Kevon Looney, are you going to count on him all the time? No. The answer is no. Tim is calling from Portland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Is he ordering food at the drive-thru?
I am not sure.
I don't know what that guy was doing. Interesting. Tommy is calling from New Orleans. And by the way, Jordan Poole, he has stunk. I mean, even for tonight, Jordan Poole, 10 points, 0-4. Hey, Shep, how many points did Jordan Poole have tonight?
I believe he was an 0-4. And I believe the last two games, he has actually been 2-for-13 with 5 points. points, if I'm not mistaken. He's been by far the worst player of this series, and he's averaged over 20 points per game for the regular season. This is just utterly ridiculous. That max contract the Warriors are going to come to regret very soon.
He had 0 points tonight, and I can hear the jokes tomorrow about how Jordan Poole was just he's thinking about his next date. I can't wait for those comments to come in. Tommy is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Tommy?
JR, where you at, my brother? Hope everything is well with you, and happy Monday to everybody out there in Radio Land from the greatest city in the world, Crescent City. This show's kind of taking a different turn, but I know we were talking about the West Virginia basketball coach.
Bob Huggins.
And, yeah, and my question, and I'm not trying to be argumentative or anything, my question is, he said what he said, and in the spirit of transparency, JR, I did not hear what the man's comments said. I didn't hear what the context was, his tone of voice, nothing.
He called, he referred to a group of individuals using a homophobic slur.
Right.
That if you used it here on the radio right now, I'd have you blocked forever.
Right, right. You come through the phone and just whip my ass. I understand.
No, I would block you forever, and then I would say how I wouldn't tolerate such a thing here. But that's what he said.
Right, right. And you and I both know I would never do that, and I understand that. But I did know it was geared towards, you know, homosexuals and that stuff. Kind of. My question would be, is what would be the difference in your mind between what the coach said and what Kyrie Irving said earlier this year about, you know, the anti-Semitic stuff that he was, you know, kind of espousing,
Kyrie Irving,
never really backed up all.
Kyrie Irving shared information that I found to be, and it's, you know, we had a caller call and say, oh, well, Bob Huggins, he expressed his opinion. And I said, you know what, sharing hateful words or utilizing hateful words is not an opinion. It's just you being an ass. What Kyrie Irving did, I found to be ignorant, okay? There's a difference. Kyrie Irving didn't come out and say this directed at anybody. He came out and he was ignorant. There was no walk around. There was no question marks. There was no ambiguity. There was no misplacement. There was no sharing of information. There was none of that. Bob Huggins came out and he used a derogatory term and was not shy about doing it. And so if you're asking... If you're asking me what the difference is, it's clear as day. I just shared it.
And I was asking you that, JR, and you know what? I did not think about that. And you're right. You did say earlier that it sounded like Bob Huggins was talking in his living room. So I appreciate that honesty, and I did not think about that, JR. And kudos to you and Shep. Y'all keep swinging. Y'all have a great show, man. We love you down here. Peace.
Thank you so much. Shout out to all my folks down in New Orleans, listening on WWI. What's up to my main man, Matt? Steven is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steven?
Thank you for having me, first of all. I really appreciate it. Hope you're having a good night. I want to just talk a little bit more, because you touched on Nikola Jokic, and I personally believe that I'm glad he didn't get this recent MVP award, just because when it comes to all the MVPs, being that he's a multiple-time winner, I think he's an extremely overrated MVP. If you look at the greats, all the ones that have won multiple MVPs, they deliver in the playoffs, they've won championships, and I feel like they're going to come up short again against the Suns, and it's going to further validate why Joel Embiid, in my opinion, is a better player than Nikola Jokic.
I think that's very, very light to look at. Nikola Jokic was whooping everybody's ass last year, and he did it with a Jamal Murray who was coming off of a torn damn leg. He's putting up ridiculous numbers right now, dropping 53 points. If you want to call Nikola Jokic overrated, what I would do is tell you, I just played, did you hear the audio we just played from Kevin Durant?
Yeah. Well, overrated compared to all the almost full.
We can't go. So, oh my God. Nikola Jokic is overrated in comparison to Michael Jordan. Oh my God. Nikola Jokic is overrated in comparison to LeBron James. I got to be honest. I think that's a silly argument to make. Like, we have the players that we have that played. To look at Nikola Jokic and just go through the entire history of the NBA and go, oh, my God, in comparison to this guy and this guy and this guy, he's overrated. How about we look at him where he's playing right now with his peers? And you have someone who I don't think anybody would call overrated, and one of the greatest basketball players ever, Kevin Durant, who says he cannot be stopped. We can't do anything to him. He's making every shot. He just bust our ass. He went out there and kept them in the game while the other two dudes who were supposed to help him averaged only put up 11 points each with Jamal Murray. Like, why can't we just accept that he's great? No, he's not LeBron. No, he's not Michael Jordan. Like, let the bot guy be awesome. What's the problem?
That's a very, very good point. I hear all the talk, and I even think that I'll pick Embiid over Jokic.
It depends. I think it depends on what you want. To be honest, they're two different players. I'm not going to measure Jokic over Embiid one way or the other. I think given this year, Embiid rightfully so towards the end of the season won the MVP over Jokic. But I'll tell you this, when all else fails, unless I think a player is full of BS, which sometimes they can be publicly, Kevin Durant doesn't do that when he's talking about basketball. I'm going to defer to Kevin Durant and other players in the league when they talk about Jokic busting ass. I think I'll leave it there. It's tough. Hey, a matter of fact, here, listen one more time to Durant talk about Jokic. You tell me if you think Jokic is a bum.
I felt like all of those shots felt like they was easy shots, you know. And he just played a game at a pace that you can't speed him up, you know. Fluster him, he's strong, he can make every shot. I mean, I hate when he makes shots because he's so unorthodox. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's a miss. And then it goes straight in, you know. He's incredible.
He's incredible. Just last week, a reporter asked if you're surprised that the Nuggets went up 2-0. And Durant said, no, do you see Jokic over there? Like, come on, it's tough doing. And yeah, I exaggerated. Didn't say he called the guy a bum. But what we call, he's overrated in comparison to the other MVPs. How about we look at the list of MVPs and just go, these are some of the greatest basketball players who have ever played in the NBA. And Jokic won two of them. The fact that he's even in the conversation for a guy who was drafted during a commercial break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We got plenty to talk about tomorrow as well. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. We're done here, but Amy Lawrence is coming up next.
Well, that's juice.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.